Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. There's lots of people in this city, across the country, really across the world, Faisal, that will have more assets that they've accumulated in their lifetime than they will use up by the time that they're gone. And they're going to be faced with a transition of those assets. And that transition can take during your lifetime, take place during your lifetime. It can take place, you know, once you're gone, whatever your specific wishes are. But we unfortunately see scenarios where that gift that's being given to the next generation, charity, other people, whatever it might be, is often not received in a way that they wanted. It sometimes create problems in families. And I think there needs to be some thought.
If you're listening right now or you're watching this on our show, I'd like you to grab a pen and paper and write down what you think the value of your assets are right now. Your home, all your savings, your car, your jewelry, everything. Mm-hmm. Write that number down, whatever that number is. Now imagine you're going to give this total amount to one charity. Would you just give it? Or would you do a little bit of research about the charity?
On which charity?
On which charity? What are they going to do with the money? Mm-hmm. How fiscally responsible they may be?
Yep.
When we see large donations going to charitable organizations, there's a level of due diligence that's being done by the donor. But when you give a gift to the next generation, or the generations after that, is the same due diligence happening?
No, it's not. And you know, it's a two-way street. This notion of gifting. I had an experience this past week. This was a gift in the lifetime. Okay, while the person was alive, and we'd had a number of conversations about this. There's a couple of things we talk to people about if they're thinking of gifting. That number one, it's a one-way transaction. Okay. And are there any strings attached to this money? Now, often people will say no to that, but they do have an idea of what they want the kids to spend it on. And if they spend it, kids spend it differently, then it can lead to problems. So having this conversation, we set up a family gifting meeting. And this was really, really impactful for me, included being the facilitator of this conversation, because the person that was gifting, it was going to be to four people. And it's a substantial amount. And I started the meeting by, you know, not talking about the dollar value of it, but that it was substantial enough that this person could have any number of experiences that they wanted.
Yeah.
So they have this money, they could take it and spend it on a fancy car.
Yeah. I love when you do this.
Right.
So to give context to everybody else, when Dave sits down with this family or any family that he's sat down with, and he knows the number in the back of his head that the client wants to gift to their children or grandchildren. Yep. And so he knows what you can do with that money.
Right.
So you can buy a very expensive vehicle, or you can, you know,
take
fly
an amazing
around the world,
trip, right?
Or,
yeah.
These are big numbers that are being sent out to these next generation of children and grandchildren. And so you position it as, just remember, mom and dad
can do this.
Can do whatever the hell they want with this.
That's right.
Let me give you some examples.
Yep.
Why do you do that?
Well, because it brings it into it. So here's my thing about gifting, I guess. So I raised that so that they understood that this money could be used for other things. And so the gift in this particular case was the experience that this person was choosing to have. So I first of all wanted to give context to that. So kids and grandkids understood that. And then what we did is, excuse me, we went around the room and we talked a little bit about what the amount of money, because they each knew what they were going to be getting. What was it going to mean to them? What were they going to do with it? Amazing conversation. And at the end of it, I said, listen, here's the homework. If you accept that the act of gifting is the experience that, you know, dad, grandpa wants to have, then here's what I would ask you to do. Out of respect, write down, actually take the time, be purposeful and thoughtful of how you're going to spend this money. Write it down. Why are you going to spend it the way you are, and what impact is it going to have for you and or your family going forward? And then engage him in that conversation.
This is when you keep on saying to people, This is when a gift is not a gift.
Right.
When you give a gift, there are literally no strings attached. Do whatever you want. And let me give you an example so people can kind of get their head around this one. When I give my daughter, when she was 2 years old, a gift, and she opens up the box, takes the toy out, throws the toy out on the side, and plays with the box, I can't be mad at that.
Right.
It's a gift for her. She can do whatever she wants with it. She can break the toy the very next day.
Right. And so that there's a responsibility on both parties, isn't there? Just, generally speaking, when we're gifting money, it's not really without some idea of what you'd like to see them do with it.
Correct.
I can give you example after example of people helping a child out of debt. And then 1 year into the future, they're in exactly the same amount of debt.
Correct.
Okay. That never ends well, right? It doesn't sit well with people. Or parents foregoing some experience they want to have, okay, to give money to pay down a mortgage. And then all of a sudden it gets spent on a fancy car. Well, hang on a second.
Yeah.
I could have had that fancy car.
So remember, a transfer of wealth is also a transfer of values. When people generally pass on their wealth, especially while they're alive, their values also go with that transfer.
Right. Good point. Great point.
And if you do what you do with that money doesn't match my value system, it's going to be a problem.
Right.
What I like what you do with families that of ours, that you, of our clients that you deal with, and you sit down, you say, let's do a test. You know, you're going to give them a whole bunch of money when you pass.
Right.
We've put it in writing for you that of what the estimated amount is.
Yep.
Why don't you test them out? Take a little nibble out of that wealth and pass it on to them while they're alive and see how they react. The smaller the nibble, the less of an eye opener it will be to see that the value get transferred with the wealth.
Right.
But when they test it and they see how the reaction is, they see what they do with the money, the parent or grandparent gets to see how that person lived with that money. That's an impact.
It is an impact. And it was incredibly impactful for all of us. I love doing those conversations because it's meaningful. It's about education as well. Good stewards of wealth, passing that along. Okay, let's talk about all of these topics and more at our upcoming seminars.
Two seminars, one in Lethbridge on Tuesday, March 19th, and in Calgary on April the 16th. Join us on morethanmoneyradio.com to register. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
On behalf of myself, Dave, and Faisal and the rest of the team that helps us put the show together, thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on QR Calgary. We look forward to speaking with you again next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.